The mask was uncovered during the excavation of an Unungan village site on a Mackinac Island. A similar mask, dating from about 1,000 years ago, was found in Eisenbeck Lagoon on the Alaska Peninsula several years ago. But if the archaeologists are correct, this mask was carved 2,000 years earlier. Lead archaeologist Michael Yarbrough says that the mask is unique among the artifacts uncovered during his team's work, which began last summer.
It is definitely a cool artifact. Pretty much everything we've found has been more utilitarian, the tools of everyday life. Some of these are very carefully crafted and very well done, but this really, in the 2 seasons that we've worked here, is the only representational art that we found.
Archaeological work done on the site in 2003 turned up a larger number of representational artifacts, including small bone pins decorated with faces similar to that of the newly discovered mask. Yarbrough's team is conducting a salvage operation on the site, which is being cleared to make way for a road connecting to a new bridge between Mackinac and Unalaska Islands. The team isn't excavating the village with the same level of detail as the previous group, but they have uncovered several surprises in their 2 seasons on the site. One is the size of the village, which is much larger than expected. It's comprised of dozens of stone houses dating from somewhere between 2,500 and 3,500 years ago. The mask was uncovered by Shauna Ryder, a member of Yarbrough's 5-person team. It was broken into 2 pieces when she found it, something Yarbrough says he believes happened long ago.
I would suspect it was intentionally broken when it was put in the ground. You can see from the discoloration of the whalebone that the breaks are very old. We very carefully searched in the vicinity of where we found the 2 pieces and didn't find any of the other pieces. Who knows where they went?
Anthropologists have speculated that masks like this one may have been worn by Unungan burial parties and then broken apart at the end of the funeral ceremony. The mask is currently in the care of Unalaska's Museum of the Aleutians. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.